What's up, guys? It's Ryan here. You'll be listening to episode 4 of the Addicted to the Action podcast in just a minute. I wanted to do a quick little intro just to say we did have a tiny bit of technical difficulties on the sound coming back with Brent, my co-host, but I think you should be able to, for the most part, hear everything just fine. He was traveling, and so it was a little bit difficult, but I think all in all, it sounds okay. We're obviously going to be improving that in the future as he's going to be back at his home, and we're gonna, you know, be able to record a little bit better. So nonetheless, I hope you guys enjoy. We cover just college football in this episode, no NFL. We kind of give a couple NFL picks at the end, but we recorded this on Tuesday, so obviously some things could change or have changed already, but for the most part, I think we got some pretty solid picks this week. We did pretty well last week, and we're continuing to hand out winners. So you know, once again, I appreciate everybody's support. Obviously, we're still getting this thing off the ground, episode 4. You know, so enjoy. Let us know what you think in the comments, you know, in the reviews and all that good stuff. And obviously, find us on Twitter. But yeah, without further ado, here is episode 4. All right. Welcome back to episode 4 of the Addicted to the Action podcast. We're going to get right into it. Bring on co-host Brent Haberle. How is LA going for you, my man?
Good, buddy. Still holding strong. I know we're focused on college this week, but I'm fired up for Rams, Bears, in the wild card spot on Sunday. I'll be live, juiced about it.
There you go. Yeah, so we are recording on a Tuesday. Some traveling and some just different stuff going on this week. We're going to record a day early. Normally we record on Wednesdays. We're going to record on Tuesday. And we're strictly going to stick to some college football this week. Maybe give out maybe one NFL pick at the end or something. But we're really going to focus on college this week just because we have a short week. But we just still want to get some stuff out to the people. So how'd last week go for you overall?
Last week went good. I mean, we're still holding strong. We got a winning record. Hit a parlay there that I tweeted you last night to end the week, so I can't complain, buddy.
I know that was a big three-team NFL moneyline parlay, I think, so that paid pretty damn good. Small wager,
yeah,
won a lot.
The Jets and the Dolphins pulled it out, and then the upset last night, buddy. We just rode the wave, just feeling the flow. You know, how are you doing?
I had a pretty good week. I think I went around 6-4 in college. Most of the picks I handed out on the show, and then a few of them I ended up getting on like late, you know, either tailing Kelly or tailing somebody else, or kind of just getting some other info and kind of, you know, getting another pick in there. But I golfed with some boys on Saturday, so I didn't get to watch a lot of college. Listened to a bunch of the games on the radio on the way back home, but overall it was a good weekend.
Yeah, can't complain. Obviously, we're going there. Ducky's ranked 6th in the poll. The new poll came out just a little bit ago. LSU at the top. I mean, this is, here we go. We're getting into the meat and potatoes of this thing. The games to remember, one in November. Down the stretch we go, baby.
Yeah, was there, speaking of the rankings, I mean, I just had a chance to kind of glance over the top, you know, 10 or so. Was there any like surprises that you saw? I mean, based on, obviously there was two big games this weekend, Minnesota upsetting Penn State. I was unfortunately on the opposite side of that. And then LSU Bama, I actually had on the show took LSU, and I said even sprinkle a little on the money line. So you know, LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Georgia 4, Bama 5. That's the one I might have a little problem with, them and Georgia, but Oregon 6, Utah 7, and Minnesota 8. Everybody else really doesn't count right now. They're out of it. So, any surprises?
Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't matter right now. It's nice to be in it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think Georgia's loss is grosser than Alabama and Oregon's, so yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me. I think they got it right up front with the front three. But, yeah, nobody's ever jumped into the top 10 as far as Minnesota did after that victory. So, again, they haven't, and we're probably going to talk about them here shortly, but they haven't won at Iowa for 20 years, and they're getting 3 as hot as they are. I mean, here we go.
You know, yeah, I mean? And actually, yeah, let's just jump right into that game because I do have it on the rundown. Minnesota getting the 3. This one's, I mean, when I saw this one, they're getting 3 on the road at Iowa. Like you said, they haven't won there in a while, but this seems like a weird line to me with Minnesota coming off that big win and Iowa losing to Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, history doesn't lie. I mean, they haven't won there in 20 years. So obviously, that conference is storied. But at the same time, I'm not betting them until they prove me wrong. They prove me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, here we go. This is what it's all about. I'm rowing the boat now. I mean, what a week will do, right?
Exactly, and I'm leaning to row the boat as well. I mean, PJ Fleck, that guy's a hell of a coach. I like his I just like his energy. The Iowa's a home as a home favorite in oh since 2017. I looked this up. They're 12-14-1 against the spread. Not a great record against the spread at home. So I mean that's number right there. Minnesota's 6-2-1 on the year against the spread. I think I'm leaning towards taking the road dog.
I'm with it. I mean, at the end of the day, Iowa is this thing really going to be within a goal? So getting three is pretty safe, in my opinion, even if it comes down to the very end. I mean, maybe by the half point, but I like where we're sitting.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, moving on to a couple other teams, we're just going to get into the big games this week. I mean, with the rankings that come out, Georgia at Auburn, monster matchup here in the SEC. Georgia is a 3-point road favorite. Auburn's 7-2 against the spread. Obviously, as us being pro Duck fans on this podcast, we're obviously rooting for Auburn in here, but this can be a really, really good game. Look, a couple numbers I crunched. Total over-unders around 41, 40 and a half. Look, Georgia, 7 of their 9 games have played to the under. Auburn, 6 of their 9 games have played to the under, which leads me to believe that this game, as low of a total as it is, I don't know if I have a play on the game yet, but I'm really leaning towards the under. Like I said, 41, 40 and a half. I see it like as a 21-17 type of ball game.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at that particular over under. What's the number on the over under?
It's like 40 and a half.
40. I like that better than either this. I mean, I wish you had the crystal ball. I mean, I wouldn't even pick anybody on the money line yet this early in the week. I'd like to see where it all goes. Obviously, I think, my gut tells me Georgia wins this football game, but covering the three is the tough part. When you get down to this, you may just want to start picking some money liners here when you kind of see where the line goes towards the end of the week.
Yeah, and people understand we're recording this on Tuesday. I mean, the lines just came out, but I would love for the total to somehow jump to 42, 43. It'd really make me want to jump on the under, but as it stands now, if it stays at 40 and a half, I'll still be inclined to want to take the under. So I don't really have a play on the game. Obviously, I'm rooting for Auburn. Georgia quite possibly could win the ball game. I mean, it's going to be a good game. Should be.
Yeah, I'm fired up, ready for Saturday.
All right, so another one that I know that you like or have a play on, we'll just get into another big game. Oklahoma at Baylor. Look, undefeated Baylor, this team's played really, really good. Oklahoma's a 10-point favorite. Coming off a game where, by the way, I ended up playing Oklahoma minus 14 and a half, so I'm a little bitter about that. They were up like 28 points and then almost lost the game outright to Iowa State. So I'm really trying to make a case for Baylor here getting 10 points at home. That crowd's probably going to be fired up in Waco. It's a big matchup. I know that you have a play here, so I'm going to let you kind of dissect this one a little bit.
I'm in the same way. I mean, Oklahoma has been impressive in some of those losses, obviously. That's kind of what happens. You get exposed. But what a slap in the face it is to Baylor. Yeah, we're gonna do college game day here, but you're a 10-point dog. You know what I mean? Welcome to be undefeated. You know what I mean? I take the 10. I would say they're high right now. They haven't won big. They obviously went to double over or triple overtime this weekend. That's about the second or third overtime game they've had. So, but at the same time, it's home. It's college game day. I mean, shit, 10 points. I'm taking Baylor at 10, dude. Prove it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And speaking of, just a second here. Speaking of overtime though, how would you like to have the under on that game? What a bad beat. It was on SVP last night too.
Well, I had Baylor in that one, and I was fired up that they scored a touchdown instead of kicking field goals at the end of it because we got.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I ended up playing Baylor as well. Speaking of, I got a, like I said, it's Tuesday and we got Maction tonight. I did play, I mentioned it last time on the show. I played, I think you were on them too. We're playing Eastern Michigan tonight against Akron. Just keep betting against Akron until they lose. I mean, they're down. Akron's down 35-7. I have Eastern Michigan at minus 16.5. So that one's looking good in the fourth quarter, just to update on that. Not that anybody will care because this will already have gone final before we, after this airs, but
well, we're just going to get off of the service schools and we're just going to focus everything on whoever's playing Akron at this point.
I know. I wish they had more.
We're going to roll with this thing.
I wish they had more games this year. I just keep betting against them.
Right. Yeah.
So another game. Speaking of service academies, I do have this on the rundown. Look, Navy. They're 6-2 against the spread. They're ranked. They're traveling to play the Fighting Irish. Notre Dame is a 9.5-point home favorite. I can't really get a good read on this Notre Dame team. And quite frankly, I don't think they're that good. Look, it showed that they don't have much to play for when they almost lost outright to Virginia Tech at home a couple weeks ago. And I was on Virginia Tech that week as well. But I just think, you know, Navy, I'm leaning towards playing another service academy because we're America's podcast. Look, so I mean,
I'm coming with you. If you're going Navy, I'm coming with you because I have no choice.
I mean,
I can't go against you.
If
this
it can
Veterans
get...
Day was yesterday.
That's right.
I mean, let's go.
I mean, if it can get to 10.5, I really like it because I just think they keep it close enough. Notre Dame's not going to blow them out. I just don't think they're that good this year. They don't have anything to play for. They're out of the college football playoff race. I mean, they don't have a conference championship to play for. I'm leaning Navy here.
Hey, it's been fun watching Oregon State and the Huskies lose, and it's almost just as fun to watch Notre Dame lose. So
exactly.
I'm in on
exactly,
that.
Exactly. So moving on to another couple. I mean, we got some big games this weekend. Look, Michigan State at Michigan. Michigan is a 13.5-point, last time I checked, home favorite. Michigan's 5-4 against the spread this year. Michigan State's a god-awful 2-7. I tailed Kelly's pick. I'm not blaming her. She got so many trolls on Twitter. It's crazy. Look, Michigan State was a big favorite against Illinois, blew the lead. I think they lost outright last weekend, didn't they? Like I said, I was traveling. But nonetheless, they didn't cover. It seems high for such a Big Ten, just bruiser type, you know, game that could end like 14-10, right? But I'm still leaning Michigan. I think they get it done. They're at home. They're at the Big House. And I just don't think Michigan State, they're just really, really bad. And I'm not, it's either Michigan or a pass for me because I'm not playing Michigan State again after last weekend.
Yeah, it's a lot of points as far as those another one of those rivalry games is concerned. You know what I mean? Like they said, like being cliche, our bust of the day, throw the records out in a game like this. But at the end of the day, Kelly gets dogged for going like 6-2. Like, get off of her. I'm coming with her on this, too. I feel like Michigan needs to flex on a few of these teams in a few of these games, and they probably will here down the stretch.
Yeah, I know. They need to get stuff. They need to get it going. Harbaugh does because, I mean, he's got a big one coming up, you know, real soon against Ohio State. So he needs to rally the troops, and this is a good start. So I'm going to kick it over to you. I know you like, speaking of the college football playoff, the team that's causing a little bit of controversy, but after their loss this weekend, Bama minus 21 this weekend. What do you like about this game?
I just think you can throw Bama and LSU in the money line. You're going to be fine. Obviously, no brain, but I just feel like obviously Bama's all pissed off. I think they're 3 touchdowns better than probably 100 teams in this in the country. You know what I mean? I also was looking at Florida getting 7 at Missouri. I think Florida's a way better football team. Obviously, I don't like taking road favorites a lot as far as in the SEC with 7. But at the same time, I think Florida might beat the brakes off Missouri this weekend. Other than that, I'm not really going to be talking about the Duckies or doing a lot of the Pac-10 stuff. Obviously, Utah's the team to beat out here as well. But other than that, I'm caught up. Like I said, the Bama and the LSU games, you don't even need to play the spread. Obviously, the state might even change now. But at least I know Bama's going to blow out I guess, but if they're going to get in as far as those the staple blowouts that take you from the better one loss team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. A couple other games I was looking at. Like I said, this can be a little bit of a shorter podcast. We got traveling. You got you down in LA, and we're just, we're recording on a Tuesday, so it's strictly college. But another game I'm leaning towards, and I got some crazy stats for this game. I did some research today, so or last night or whatever it was. Indiana, they're traveling to Penn State. Look, Penn State coming off that loss against, Minnesota. Indiana's a pretty good ball club. They're 6-3 against the spread. I think they've won 7 games total. They're pretty good. They're 14.5 point underdogs. Penn State's coming off, like I said, that emotional loss. Now, here's a crazy stat. So James Franklin started coaching in 2014. So I went back and looked at what their record against the spread is off a loss since James Franklin became their coach. They're 3-13-2 against the spread after a loss. So that I like Indiana plus 14.5 is what I'm leaning. So it sounds like a crazy pick, but you give me a little over 2 touchdowns with an Indiana ball club that's actually playing pretty good football, I'll take the Hoosiers.
Well, and he said this week. He said this week. He said there's nobody coming on this trip that doesn't think we can go near beat Penn State. They're already coming in motivated. I just, man, I don't want to pick against you because you've been on fire, pal. But against the spread, 14.5 is a ton of points, man. I might take that and maybe put Penn State on the money line as well.
Yeah, I'm
But
not
yeah,
saying that
14 and a
Indiana.
half, we'll
Yeah,
see. We'll see.
exactly.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
I was gonna say, I'm not gonna say Indiana. I'm not gonna go bold and say Indiana's gonna win the game, but I do think they keep it
Right.
close enough. And that 3-13-2 against the spread after a loss, that's a crazy. I mean, since 2014, that's, you know what I mean? Those are some crazy numbers, and so I'll take my chances here. So,
You're a mathematician over there. God, wow. Just dissecting it.
I'm dissecting this, but man, I've been picking pretty good on college.
You're
I'm gonna ride the wave.
I'm with it.
I
I'm
know
all
that
in.
I know a 2 and 6 weeks just coming, right? It just happens. It's the law of
No, don't talk like that.
We're not this week though. Another one I like.
No.
Look, Nebraska is a terrible, terrible football team right now, and which sucks because we got Scott Frost, former Ducky, down there. Look, Wisconsin's coming off close victory. They probably should have covered against Iowa. They were up, by a decent margin. Nebraska against the spread is one of the worst teams in the country. They're 1-8. I'm leaning Wisconsin. Yeah, it's 14.5. Don't necessarily like that number. That's a bad number. I'm hoping somehow some money can come in on Nebraska and drive that down. Like I said, I haven't played it yet because it's only Tuesday. But Nebraska is 0-5 as a home favorite since 2017, and Wisconsin 7-3 as a road favorite since 2017. So again, the numbers make me lean Wisconsin.
I'm coming with you on that too. That's disgusting. Scott Frost get a little humble pie down there. Wisconsin may pile it on him
I know.
In Lincoln. I'm with that.
I hope his seat isn't getting too hot. I like Scott Frost, but look, another one I like. We're going back to the SEC. Kentucky is laying 8.5 against Vanderbilt on the road. Vanderbilt, look, I'm going against all these teams that are just bad against the spread. I mean, that seems like a novel concept, right? But like, I just go down. I'm looking at everybody's against the spread records. Vanderbilt's 1-8, so Kentucky's 6-3. They're a pretty decent program. Yeah, they lost to Tennessee. Tennessee's not a great team. That was a bad loss last weekend. Kentucky's still got some stuff to play for. They need 2 more wins to become bowl eligible. I think they can run the ball. They got some playmakers on offense still. Florida demolished Vanderbilt last week, 56-0. I'm taking Kentucky, the lay in the 8.5, and I think they put a beating down on Vanderbilt.
Well, get the 8.5 now because it's jumped to 10, probably since you've just been talking here. I'm on it.
Oh,
So,
man.
yeah, it's moving. It's moving. And I want nothing to do with that game because Tennessee's bad. I'm out. I'm off of it. That's all you, coach. I'm good.
I got a couple other ones here.
Derek Mason's got those boys playing.
I got a couple other ones before we kind of wrap this short episode up. Another one, like I said, I've been looking at like just picking on teams that are just bad against the spread this year. Texas State, they're 1-7-1 against the spread. They are hosting a Troy ball club that, quite frankly, they're not very good either, but they're better than Texas State. Look, this is how you pick winners, man. Look, so I got Troy.
I'm loving it.
Troy -8. Look, I got research here. Look, so.
Listen.
Troy is coming off a victory against Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern's a pretty good ball club, right? They beat Appalachian State. So.
They did.
You know, Troy's got a couple kids named Caleb Barker and DK Billingsley. I think they're going to dominate Texas State. So lay the 8, take Troy.
I can't even find it. I've been scrolling since you started to talk about it, and I can't find the
kids. Dude, I'm dialed
Look
in.
At you, dude.
I'm dialed.
You are graduate level. You're graduate school right now. You are.
They're wow. going to get us on a big-time show pretty soon. No, I'm just kidding. So another one I was looking at. Look, Clemson, I don't really want to step in front of the Clemson train, and I'm not saying I'm necessarily going to. But Wake Forest is a pretty good ball club. You've been on them the last couple of weeks, right? They've made you some money the last couple of weeks. Are they really 33.5 point worse than Clemson?
It is. I tell you. Okay, I went with a teaser. Are you ready for the teaser?
I'm ready.
Okay, I went Eastern Michigan, 11. Okay, they're drilling those dudes right now. I've got Ohio State at 46, Minnesota +9, Wake Forest +39 against Clemson, and then Alabama get given 15.5. That's the tease spot. You know that I'm hitting. Here we go.
I like it. Yeah, and the way I'm looking at it is, I'm so tempted to take the Deacons plus the 33.5 just because, I mean, I just a top 20 team, they're going to lay 30 or they're going to, you know, get 30. Like if it gets to 35, I'm hammering it. I don't care. I haven't even looked at earlier. It was 33.5. If it gets 35. If you're going to give me 5 touchdowns, I'm in. But it just seems, you know, Wake Forest is halfway decent.
It's a 39.
Oh, I know.
They're not bad. Like I said, and that's a rivalry. That is North Carolina versus South Carolina. Bar.
Yeah.
Not too far from home.
I mean, you give me a top 25, Take top it. 20 team, and you give me five, spot me 5 touchdowns? I mean.
I'm taking it to the bank.
I know. I just.
Let's go.
So, I mean, I think that's all I really have. I mean, like I said, I tried to grind as much research as I could before a Tuesday show. I think that's really it. I don't know if there's any other games. Did you have like Texas or who's Texas play this week? Did you have a Texas play?
Texas is getting 7 at Iowa State. And I don't know if Ellinger's banged up, but I don't think so. And again, they've been a little bit of a roller coaster, and I know Iowa State. Okay. I understand that, but that's tough to put these in back to back. You know what I mean? That's a lot. And Texas isn't going to be sleepwalking when they go in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But 7, I'd like to see where that goes. You know what I mean? Again, another one of those probably close games. I would like to see it. I would like to see what as the week carries on.
Yeah, another one I vaguely looked at again just because they've been making me some money the last couple of weeks. It's a big spread, but Kansas State's 2-touchdown favorite, their 2-touchdown favorite at home against West Virginia, who's not very good. Leaning Kansas State. I mean, that's a lot. It's still a lot of points, but they're playing pretty good ball. They should have won the game last week. So, anyways, we're about 23 minutes or 24 minutes. So I mean, we're a little short, but we got some Ducky basketball tonight hosting Memphis in the Phil Knight Invitational. I took the Ducks -4 just to have a little action on it. I know you went the opposite.
I went +4. Here we go. We're starting off on a Tuesday already going head-to-head because we're addicted to it. Look at us.
We are just degenerates at its, you know, at its finest. But you know what? We're making some money. We're handing out some pretty good picks, I think. And, you know, we're episode 4. You know. you know, I know.
Usually don't bet on the Ducks. I usually don't bet it on the Ducks, so that's why I'm betting against them. But it's four. They still win by three. Everybody's happy.
There we go. Now, yeah, we can get into more next week. I know in the future, like next year when the seasons all start, we're going to definitely dial in our records and like be like for sure like every week, like, hey, here's our record, here's our record. But we're just getting this thing rolling. You know, we're doing pretty good. So there's also, we are doing a, I'm doing it, I've done it on Facebook and Instagram on my personal one. If you go leave us a review from now until next Tuesday and screenshot it and send it to me in some fashion and prove that you've, you know, subscribed and left us a review, you'll be entered into a giveaway. I'm doing a giveaway for like a $25 Amazon card. So just something to kind of get our numbers up, get the, you know, get reviews, helps us in the ratings on iTunes and all that good stuff. Hopefully we can get onto that, you know, get onto the board at some point and people can check it out even more. So like I said, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give us a rating, give us a review, and shoot me a link, you know, shoot me a screenshot of it and you'll be entered into a drawing. You have a week. So, you know, hey, $25 Amazon just for leaving us a review. So listen to 30 seconds and leave us a review. I don't care. You know, you listen to, you literally listen to 30 seconds. I mean, if you don't want winners, that's fine. You can just listen to 30 seconds and it counts as a download. So,
I mean, we'll give you fantasy football advice too if you hit us up. I mean, my team has won 3 years in a row. Mike Vick in a box going for the fourth year in a row. I mean, going for a four-peat over here. We're full of knowledge.
Well, and I'm actually, speaking of championships, I'm staring at my fantasy football championship trophy that, yes, is a two-time champion, and it's still at my house because I won it last year.
Yeah.
You know what? We're having fun with this. We appreciate everyone's feedback. I know it's a little early in the week, but I think we're dialed in on some knowledge, and we're hoping these games go the way we, you know, we're hoping. So, any parting words for the people?
I mean, yeah, you're talking a couple tugs at home. I wish the Duckies were only getting a couple. We're getting 27. We're giving 27 to the Mildcats down in Tucson. Probably won't bet it. Probably won't even touch it. I'm not going to be there, but my family will be there. We're fired up. We go on this little run.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it. Four touchdowns is just too many. Do you have any real quick an NFL play? Like, yeah. I said, we weren't going to cover NFL, but do you just have a quick you taking the Rams minus -7 or what next week? Or
are the Rams favored 7?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Dude, I'm off of it. I haven't even had a chance to look.
I haven't looked, to be honest.
I haven't had a chance to look. I'll take the Raiders cover in Cincy. I'll take whatever that line's at.
10.5.
Raider Nation, let's go.
I got two quick ones I'm looking at just because I pulled it up. I like the Browns Thursday night. I'm sick and twisted. They won for me last week or pushed. I'm taking them again, -2.5. I'll buy it down to 2.5. That's Thursday night over at home in the dog pound against the Steelers. And then I kind of like the Ravens at home, -4 against the Texans. That's just quick. Haven't looked at anything else but just the quick glance at the numbers. So.
I'm off the record on any NFL. I'll be vacationing on Sunday.
Perfect. Well, if we have any NFL picks, we'll tweet them out. But for the most part, we just wanted to cover, you know, a little bit of college stuff. So, so that's it. Again, you can find Brent on Twitter at Brent Haverly. You can find me on Twitter at I am Ryan Frank. And like I said before, leave us a review, hit the subscribe button. You know what to do. And then we will be back next week on our regularly scheduled day to record. So let's go cash some tickets.
All right, buddy. I'm all in. I'll text you throughout the weekend, and we'll get some live stuff going if we need to.
Sounds good. And, another edition of Addicted to the Action. We will see you guys next week.